From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. We go now to a neighborhood in Seoul, South Korea, which represents some changes happening in that country. It's a neighborhood where foreigners have lived and worked for over a century. Koreans used to avoid it because of cultural barriers and language differences, and also its reputation for being seedy and crime-infested. Reporter Dwahli Saikautau explains why the neighborhood of Itaewon has become more attractive.
This used to be a dirty, run-down main strip catering to U.S. troops, foreign English teachers, and visiting international businessmen. Some people probably still see it that way, but in recent years, Itaewon has become popular with locals.
When I was young, I saw many foreigners, but now, you know, I always see, you know, many Koreans.
Cho Min-young was born and raised in Itaewon. On a break from serving Korean couples at a busy Itaewon Greek restaurant, Cho says she also sees a lot of interracial couples. She explains, this time speaking in her native tongue, that in Itaewon, Koreans have more freedom, like being able to kiss and hold hands in public. She says, outside of Itaewon, Koreans stare at couples embracing each other, but not here. That freedom is what makes the area charming, says Van Wo-young, who is out strolling in the back alleys of Itaewon with her husband and baby boy.
I like the fact that I see a diversity of people. As you know, Korea is a more globalized place now. In terms of eliminating prejudice, it's good to interact with people of different backgrounds and build different experiences.
Like a lot of young Korean parents, she also wants to expose her child to foreign languages. Walking around Itaewon, her little one can catch people speaking in French, Spanish, Afrikaans, and other languages. Itaewon is also home to the largest mosque in South Korea. Sung Jung-hyun, the district mayor, is proud of Itaewon's diversity.
Unique restaurants, different cultures, shops selling the latest fashions as well as antiques. All of this is why young Koreans and Korean families are attracted to Itaewon. It's exotic for them. They feel like they're in a different country.
Korean artists UV and JYP have been singing about how special Itaewon is in their hit song, Itaewon Freedom. The song is about a world full of youths, music, love, and freedom, and it's brought a new generation of Koreans to Itaewon. Korean actor Hong Suk-chun knows the song well and claims that song should have been his because Itaewon for him is the only place in South Korea where he says he can live comfortably as a gay man.
Actually, like, Korean culture are very conservative still. In Itaewon, here is a lot of foreigner and Korean, so they do everything what they really want to do.
Hong describes Itaewon as a small New York where artists and actors chase after their dreams. He followed his, opening up a handful of successful restaurants. It's in Itaewon where he found acceptance.
When I started to live in Itaewon 15 years ago, I feel that feeling. That's why I love Itaewon, and that's why I cannot leave Itaewon. Well, I don't
believe that heaven waits. Kim Samsuk loves Itaewon, too. She's the owner of a honky-tonk bar called Grand Ole Opry. She's in her young 70s and lives over the bar in the heart of what's known as Hooker Hill in Itaewon.
People know work looks like that. I have to work more happy, more better.
She married a Texan long ago and has family in Dallas, but Itaewon is her life. To those Koreans still scared of venturing into this neighborhood, Kim says.
I think education people, they know Itaewon not bad. Friday, Saturday, everybody come and have a good time. No say buy, drink, nothing. That's why they're comfortable.
And it's those people that have found that little bit of freedom here in Itaewon. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.